This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. One of the trickier political balancing acts for socially moderate Republicans is how to respond to the increasingly rightward tilt of the national GOP. A case in point, this week's endorsement of Mitt Romney for president by the Log Cabin Republicans.
The gay conservative group said it supports Governor Romney because of the gravity of the economic and national security issues currently at stake. And it expressed hope that Romney would eventually support gay marriage and the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which he currently opposes.
Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, an openly gay Democrat, condemned the endorsement, saying it works against the interests of gay and lesbian rights. We spoke to him earlier today.
Thanks for being with us, Congressman. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So the Log Cabin Republicans are arguing that if LGBT issues are a voter's highest and only priority, then Governor Romney would not be that voter's choice. But they're suggesting cutting spending, job creation, things like that are bigger priorities and that they're Americans first. What's wrong with that argument in your view?
First, the suggestion that those of us who give a higher priority than they do to LGBT rights are not Americans. That's offensive rhetoric that shouldn't have been there. Secondly, no, I appreciate that argument. I think it's intellectually honest. It should be noted it is a concession by the Log Cabin Republicans. They have formed themselves as a gay organization. Their previous argument was that voting the way they recommended was a good way to advance LGBT rights. They are now, in effect, conceding that that's not true. And I've said all along, if you are someone who thinks that LGBT rights are not as important as lower tax rates for wealthy people or more military spending, or you think we've overregulated the financial industry, then you ought to vote that way. So I have no quarrel with them saying, look, we implicitly concede that the Democrats are much better on LGBT issues. They just aren't that important to us. The one other thing in there, though, that seemed a little bizarre was when they added in their statement that they believe that Romney would advance LGBT rights compared to previous Republican presidents. I've heard about setting the bar low, but that's digging a big hole for the bar and burying it in concrete.
It seems like, though, one of the things they're saying about Romney is they're considering his record as governor of Massachusetts, and they say that persuades them that he would not waste his precious time in office with attacks on LGBT Americans.
That's dead wrong on two counts. First of all, given the changeability of Mr. Romney, if he was subject to the rules of selling a product, he'd have to put an expiration date in every one of his positions. They're good only to a certain time, and they expire. But even there, if you look at his record as the governor of Massachusetts, it was very anti-LGBT. In 2003, our Massachusetts Supreme Court found in favor of same-sex marriage. In the 2004 election, Mitt Romney got unusually involved for a governor in legislative elections, specifically to try to defeat people who were not voting against same-sex marriage. He also then boasted that he was going to stop people from coming from other states to Massachusetts, and he, during his primary campaign, said, I kept Massachusetts from being the Las Vegas of same-sex marriage, a very offensive comparison of the marriages of people who are in love with the kind of game show stuff that goes on in Las Vegas.
Well, back then he also said, and one could argue and make the case that he has since shifted his position, but he also said when he was governor that he supported full rights and full equality for all Americans. I mean, he said that.
Well, so, in the first place, he clearly didn't mean that because he took the lead against marriage. So you could say, well, he was for some rights, but how can you have full rights and full equality if you're leading a crusade against same-sex marriage? Is that not a right? Secondly, I took him to maybe be serious about that, and during the period of his governorship, I wrote to him, because I was the main sponsor in the U.S. House, of legislation to ban discrimination against people based on their sexual orientation and employment. We had already had such a law in Massachusetts before he became the governor, and he wouldn't support it.
Let me ask you about another big part of the Log Cabin Republicans' argument. It seems to be they're saying that it's better to fight for some of these issues from within the Republican Party, from within a Romney administration, than from the outside. As they say, if LGBT Americans are serious about winning equality for all, Republicans must be a part of that team. Now, obviously, as a Democrat, I understand you disagree with most Republican positions, but as a political strategy, aren't they correct about that?
No. They're historically quite wrong. They've been doing this for over 20 years. Things have gotten worse. I agree that it would be a good thing if there were people who said to the Republican Party, look, we care a lot about LGBT rights, and we agree with you that wealthy people shouldn't pay that many taxes, we should have more military spending, etc. And if you are okay on our issues, we'll actively support you. The problem with the log cabin approach is that they reward the Republicans as long as they continue to be anti-LGBT. So, no, they are not successful. The Republican Party has gotten worse. They've endorsed congressional candidates this very year, four or five of whom got a zero on the voting record of the Human Rights Campaign on LGBT issues. So, yes, I think it's a good thing to try, but you don't change behavior by rewarding it.
Congressman, one of the points they're making is that the country has made so much progress that, in a way, the horses are already out of the barn. Majority of Americans support gay marriage. A number of states have already passed it. I mean, it almost sounds like they're saying we're going to continue to make this progress, whether or not we have a president who is paying lip service to the Defense of Marriage Act, for example.
First of all, Barack Obama is, of course, paying much more than lip service. His position on the lawsuit is very important, particularly his position with regard to the Defense of Marriage Act on our suit in Massachusetts and elsewhere to make it unconstitutional, and saying that you have to have a higher standard to justify discrimination against us. And the final point is this, and here's part of my problem with them. They tend to be wealthy men, men who probably live mostly in states where we are fairly well protected, where their partners have health insurance. There are millions of LGBT people in this country who live in states where that's not the case. Even in states that recognize same-sex marriage, there are people who are not wealthy, who don't have health benefits. There are people who are in love and would like to marry and have married people who are not American citizens, but they don't have the same right to live with the people they live. So that argument that we're making progress, therefore it's okay for us to be for the people who are retarding that progress, is just outrageous. It's not moral. My life is pretty good. Jim and I are married, and Frank, I don't need the federal benefits. We'll probably, you know, we'll get them to the private sector. But I remember when I was 15. I know what it was like to be terrified. I've known people from other states in this country that don't have those rights. I have friends in Massachusetts who aren't as well off as Jim and I are in that sense, and who don't have health care for their other partner. How dare they say, look, things are getting better, so ignore the fact that we're not helping.
That's Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from Massachusetts, talking about the Log Cabin Republicans' endorsement of Governor Mitt Romney for president. We had hoped to hear from a member of the Log Cabin Republicans, but the group couldn't make anyone available today. We will look forward to having them on our show next week.
And just before the break, some of your feedback on a recent segment we did about how young doctors and med students themselves view physician-assisted suicide.
In response to our segment, Steve posted on RadioBoston.org, the longer a doctor can keep a terminally ill patient around, the more money they stand to make. If someone is suffering and they want to go, why should anyone stop them?
M. Schomer 79 shot back, quote, doctors in general do not make money from maintaining a patient's life. Most patients die in hospitals, and most hospital-based physicians are salaried.
You can read these and other comments and continue the conversation on our website, Facebook, or Twitter pages. Find all the ways to contact us at RadioBoston.org.
Stay with us, because coming up, Daily Show co-creator Liz Winstead on Satirizing the News. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.